KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A few dozen protesters visited Alaska Congressman Nick Begich's Anchorage office Monday. They were there to object to a plan he voted for that would make a major cut to the portion of the federal budget that's primarily Medicaid. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Many of the protesters work in Medicaid-supported jobs as caregivers to vulnerable Alaskans. They wore black trash bags to make a point. Organizer Judy Jessen is with the Caregivers Union, SEIU Local 775, and explained the symbol.
We look silly wearing trash bags trying to take care of somebody because our work is not wasteful. As a matter of fact, we know that Medicaid care services specifically are some of the most efficient services that you can have, right?
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
The demonstration is part of a week of daily protests aimed at different Trump administration policies and timed to match the congressional spring recess. Retired kindergarten teacher Maureen Tuskevich says she was never one for protests, but now has been to several. Tuskevich was at the Medicaid one thinking of her adult son who requires full-time care and benefits from Medicaid and other safety net programs.
I'm scared to death now that I work so hard fighting the red tape and everything that it's going to be taken away. And I'm almost 70, so I don't have many more years of the tape in front of me. And I need to make sure he's set up.
Begich voted for the $880 billion budget cut. He says he wants to eliminate government waste. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.
New cases of HIV in Alaska over the past 5 years were highly preventable. That's according to a recent bulletin from the state section of epidemiology. Data cases from over the past 5 years showed that most people diagnosed with HIV in the Anchorage and Matsu borough areas had seen a healthcare provider in the year before they acquired the virus. Liz Olson is a physician with the section of epidemiology. She says providers should screen their patients for vulnerability and provide information about PrEP.
We want people to know their HIV risk and to know that there's preventive medicine out there called pre-exposure prophylaxis. This is medicine that can be taken to prevent HIV.
PrEP can be taken as a pill or injection, and it's highly effective at preventing transmission of HIV. Olson says those most at risk for HIV infection are men who have sex with men, people who inject drugs, and anyone who has sex with someone with undiagnosed or untreated HIV. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
North Rim Bank, helping power the businesses that power Alaska with customized solutions. More at northrim.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
You're listening to statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Short-term tenants on land designated for Sitka's new public boatyard are going to have to vacate by the end of the summer as the facility begins to haul and block boats. But officials are still shaping a long-term vision for the site, with the deadline for opening just 6 weeks away. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Board members of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park agreed at their most recent meeting to give short-term tenants until September 30th to move out, in order to bring in long-term leaseholders involved in the marine services industry. The largest tract available to support the boatyard, Lot 15, is currently in use as storage, most of it unrelated to boats or fishing. The board anticipates more substantial investment, however, as the community's long-awaited boat haulout enters service next month. Linda Benkin, director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, said thoughtful development of Lot 15 and surrounding property would give locals a stake in the yard in the event things fell through with Kodiak-based Highmark Marine, which last month won the bid to operate Sitka's new haulout.
If we get to the point when this contract is over with Highmark, or they decide to pull out, or it gets pulled back for some reason, that we really have all the options on the table, a full understanding of what revenue can be generated from the yard, what the costs are, and what it might look like to have a different operating model out there.
Park Director Gary White agreed that it was time to focus on priorities, as the budget for Phase 1 construction of the haulout is almost spent.
I think there's higher and better uses instead of finishing out all of Phase 1. Like, do we really need the deck over here shown in front of the boat in the haulout? That's a pretty spendy thing. Do we really need an on-off float thing? Would we be better to take, instead of investing in that, invest in electricity, invest in getting able to get over to lot 15 and start opening that up?
He encouraged the board to have a work session with the public to iron out some of the details that will make the new haulout functional in the near term and poised for growth in the future. Local boatwright Mike Nurko actively opposed Highmark's proposal to run the haulout. Now that they've won, however, Nurko said there were no hard feelings. He did want to know, A, where the bathrooms would be located, and B, where companies like his could become established and offset the competitive advantage that he believed had been given to Highmark.
To level the playing field for the vendors, I think the deck is stacked towards Highmark already. You know, I would like to see where the vendor space can be, and I would really like to see that move forward, because that's the lifeblood of the yard. It's very important to get the vendors out there with a wide array of services.
The park board supported the idea of long-term leases, comparable in length to bank loans, which could generate the type of investment they were looking for. The lengthy discussions that have led to this point inspired Chris Hansen, a machinist, to organize local interests into a marine trades association.
This whole process taught me that, you know, if you don't have a seat at the table at the beginning, you're not going to get one midterm. So I think what we need to do is just advocate for the trades as a group, as a whole, from the mouthpiece of the trades, or have a mouthpiece for the trades themselves. Not an antagonistic thing, and it's just a way for their needs to be met.
The new travel lift for the haul out, the $1.4 million vehicle that lifts boats out of the water and sets them down in the yard, is en route to Sitka, but unassembled. The haulout is scheduled to be operational by May 30th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
This is Alaska Public Media.
When the little bluebird, who has never said a word, starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little bluebell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work starts a tune to the moon up above. It is nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. And that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it, think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams, gainst their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish do let's do it, let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it, though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if Shad do it? Way to bring me Shad Row in shallow shoals. English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
And good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. It's supposed to be overcast, a little rain today. It's pretty clear out now. I don't know what we have for weather out west, but I think you're going to have some more snow coming down the pike here a little bit. It's the way it looks. I know the Pribilofs are going to have it, but, you know, it's still paradise. Porter Wagoner is going to start us off with Get Out of Here, and George Strait after that with I Just Want to Dance with You. Haven't heard that one in a long time. That'll be a treat. And Bill Anderson with Deck of Cards.
I ask you if you love me. You said no, no, no. I ask you if you'd kiss me. You said no, no, no. It makes me very sad to say my love for you went that away. Get out of here and don't come back till you say you love me too. When we'd marry, you said, who are you talking to? You said, who are you asking? I said, you, you, you. I didn't quite catch your reply. Somebody else has caught your eye. Get out of here and don't come back till you say you love me too. Someday we'd marry and then settle down. But all you ever give me is the run around. So if it's all the same to you, I'm bidding you a sad adieu. Get out of here and don't come back till you say you love me too. If you'd let me hold your hand so tight. You said you were so sorry, but come back tomorrow night. If all you're gonna let me do is wait in line for a look at you, get out of here and don't come back till you say you love me too.
To hesitate and be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do. I just wanna dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart of two, I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? don't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just want to dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just want to dance with you.
Sweltering hot Sunday morning in the Saudi Arabian desert, and a young soldier sat alone in his tent, deep in thought. A small picture of his wife and children back home in the United States rested on a table nearby. His mind began to wander across the miles, to other Sunday mornings that seemed so long ago now and so far away. He thought of home, and he knew that when this day dawned in America, his family would go to church to pray for his well-being and his safe return. The young soldier reached into his bag and he took out a deck of playing cards and spread them out on his bunk. About that time, one of his buddies came by and said, "You gonna get up a game?" "No," the soldier replied. "I'm gonna spend a little quiet time with the Lord." "Looks to me like you're playing cards," his buddy answered. "No. You see, I don't have my Bible. And since we can't display our religion in public here, I brought this deck of cards." And with that, the young man started his story. "You see, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. And the 7 reminds me that on the 7th day, God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this old world. There was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me that there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And the queen, I think of the Virgin Mary, the blessed queen of heaven. And the jack, or knave, is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. And there's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, my friend, this deck of cards serves me as a Bible, as an almanac, and as a prayer book. And friends, this story's true. I know. Because I know that soldier.
Yeah, Tennessee Whiskey is next. That's a big hit by David Allan Coe. And then we have What She Is. That's Earl Thomas Conley. And then a little Holly Dunn with Daddy's Hands.
I used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. Brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm. Found the bottom of the bottles always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm.
Forgets to hold her when she needs him sometimes. The promises he made her, he never got around to. Still the thought of leaving never crossed her mind. 'Cause what she sees is only what she wants to. And what she has, she thinks is enough. What she does is just look at the good things. And what she is a woman in love. He forgets to call her, so he keeps her waiting. He's always breaking the plans that she's made. And there's so many good things that he never gave her. But it never mattered to her anyway. 'Cause what she sees is only what she wants
to. What she has, she thinks is enough. And what she does is just look at the good things. And what she is a woman in love. And he like you and I, and she's looking at him with her heart and not her eyes. What she sees is only what she wants to, and what she has, she thinks is enough. And what she does is just look at the good things. And what she is a woman in love. What she sees is only what she wants to. And what she has, she thinks is enough. And what she does is just look at the good things. And what she is a woman in love.
Were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands were always
Yeah, next, I Know Where I'm Going. That's the Judds. And then Don Williams with I'm Just a Country Boy. After that, John Anderson with I Fell in the Water.
I know where I'm going, don't you want to come too? I got my reservations and I got one for you. The trains are leaving just after dark, there's always room for a loving heart. I know where I'm going, don't you want to come too? I know my destination, it's all waiting for me. I got no hesitation, that's what I want to be. And by the time that the sun comes up, I'll be drinking from a loving cup. I know where I'm going, don't you want to come too? Don't you want to come, don't you want to ride? Don't you want to be there by my side? Hand in hand, holding on to the sweet salvation that's waiting for me and you.
Never gonna ask her if she
marry me. I know she turned me down, 'cause I'm just a country boy. Money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun. Gold in the morning sun. I never could afford a store-bought ring with a sparkling diamond stone. All I could afford is a loving heart, the only one I own. 'Cause I'm just a country boy. Money have I none, but I've got silver in the stars, gold in the morning sun, gold in the morning sun.
Heaven's door, but you knew all along you wouldn't stay. You left me here to drown in this heartache. I fell in the water that you walked on home, up to my heart in misery. You walked on. I just had to get close enough to touch. Once I did, I couldn't get enough. But you're nowhere near what you appear to be. Now I see the truth, but I'm in too deep. That you walked on home, up to my heart in misery. I can't believe you're gone. I thought you could do no wrong. Till I fell in the water that you walked on.
Yeah, up next we have Tex Williams with Life Gets Tea Juice, Don't Do It. And going by the book, that is, with Johnny Cash. Tracy Byrd after that with I'm From the Country.
The sun comes up and the sun goes down. Hands on the clock, keep going around. I just get up and it's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? My shoe's untied, but I don't care. I ain't figuring on going nowhere. I'd have to wash and comb my hair, and that's just wasted effort. Water in the well getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath for about 6 months more. But I've heard it said, and it's true, I'm sure, that too much bathing will weaken you. I open the door and flies swarm in. Shut the door, I'm sweating again. And in the process, I crack my shin, just one darn thing after another. You know, that old brown mule, he must be sick. I jabbed him in the rump with a pin on a stick. He humped his back, but he wouldn't kick. There's something cockeyed somewhere. A mouse chawing on the pantry door. He's been at it for a month or more. When he gets through, he's sure gonna be sore, 'cause there ain't a darn thing in there. Hound dog howling so forlorn. Laziest dog that ever was born. He's howling 'cause he's sitting on a thorn, just too tired to move over. The tin roof leaks and the chimney leans. There's a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans. And I've ate the last of the pork and beans. Just can't depend on nothing. The cow's gone dry and the hens won't lay. Fish quit biting last Saturday. Troubles piling up day by day. Now I'm getting dandruff. Grief and misery, pains and woes. Debts and taxes, and so it goes. I think I'm getting a cold in my nose. Life gets tasteless, don't it?
Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go.
'cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Yeah, next on our list of country hits, we have Doug Stone with Why Didn't I Think of That? Then Dwight Yoakam with Honky Tonk Man. And I'll put another Dwight Yoakam in after that. We'll see what we get up to the top of the hour.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around her. He
makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back, he says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
I'm a honky-tonk man, ain't a crazy style. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of fun. Comes up and the sun goes down, but I can't wait to see the light come down. 'Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now a pretty little girl and a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk town. Jukebox. I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's
doggone. I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? You got your little way of hurting me. You know just how to tear me up, leave me in small pieces on the ground. You got your little way of hurting me. They're not too big, but they're real tough. Just one cold look from you.
Yeah.